H2 an editor drowned by push notifications/H2. Peach in Momo is 32, an editor at a new media company. Her phone holds 11 news apps and she subscribes to over 20 public accounts. Work, life, and gossip feeds are all mixed together. She says the first thing she does on waking is check push notifications, and the last thing before sleep is also checking them, /P. One day I counted, just on the commute I scrolled past 300 plus short videos and article headlines, yet when off work someone asked what I learned today, I couldn't say a word. She put the phone face down. That bloated yet empty feeling is truly awful. /P. This bloated yet empty is not Chen's personal problem. Our generation lives in the most abundant yet noisy information era. Algorithms feed content to our lips, yet we find it harder to say what we actually absorbed and why we are tired. /P. What truly alarmed her was a checkup. The doctor looked at the report and said, "Your state shows long-term tension." Only then did she realize she had no time even to zone out. Her brain was packed with fragments, leaving no blank space to digest or create. /P. So she did one thing, graded all her information sources. A month later her anxiety dropped noticeably, and she picked up writing she had abandoned for 2 years. What this article shares is exactly the source grading method ordinary people can use. /P. H2 Professional Analysis, The Hidden Cost of Information Overload. /H2. P. Let us quantify the phenomenon. Multiple surveys on media consumption show that adults' daily screen-based media exposure commonly exceeds 7 hours, much of it passively fed by algorithmic recommendation. An earlier study on information volume estimated that adults process information daily in the order of gigabytes, and this figure keeps growing with mobile penetration. The magnitude far exceeds what the brain can comfortably digest. /P. Here we introduce an actionable framework, the information source grading model. It ranks sources by credibility and processing depth into 3 tiers. Tier 1 is original authoritative sources, papers, official releases, raw data. Tier 2 is quality interpretation sources, in-depth reporting, professional reviews, trustworthy creators. Tier 3 is social and algorithmic sources, trending lists, short videos, group chat forwards. In contrast stands the no-filter model, all content accepted flatly, watching whatever the algorithm pushes. /P. The core difference between the two models is whether information gets credibility weighting. Under the model, an unverified group chat screenshot and a peer-reviewed paper occupy equal weight in your brain. Under the grading model, you instinctively ask, where does this come from? Who is speaking? Is there a source? Before deciding how much attention to spend. /P. The hidden cost of overload is not just time. Decision fatigue in cognitive psychology notes that the energy for daily choices and judgments is finite. When low-quality information keeps grabbing attention, the mental capacity left for important decisions is quietly squeezed. So filtering sources is essentially protecting your judgment. /P. Therefore, the first step is not rushing to switch off the phone, but seeing clearly, of the information you consume daily, how much comes from first-hand authority and how much from social algorithms. Seeing the structure gives direction to rebuild. /P. H2 Tier 1, anchor to first-hand and authoritative. /H2 P. The first tier of grading is to get as close as possible to where information is born. First-hand authoritative sources include government and corporate official releases, academic papers, raw statistical data, and industry white papers. Their common trait, less relay, less emotionalizing, traceable origin. /P. Build a habit. When you see a stunning claim, first trace its original source. If a viral piece says a food prevents cancer, don't rush to share. Check the original clinical trial or authoritative agency statement. This traceback move blocks a large amount of misguided content. /P. Tier 1 sources are not necessarily dry. Many institutions turn core data into public annual reports written more clearly than marketing accounts. Add a few authoritative sources in your field to a fixed reading list, it is 10 times more efficient than gambling in the feed. /P. P1 reminder, authority can also become outdated or misread. Tier 1 only means higher credibility, not always correct. Treat it as a foundation, not an endpoint, and still cross-verify with Tier 2 sources for major judgments, slash P. H2 Tier 2, leverage quality interpretation slash H2. P the second tier is quality interpretation sources, in-depth reporting, professional reviews, trustworthy creators who track a field long-term. They do not produce raw data but excel at translating complex information into usable cognition, slash P. P the value of Tier 2 lies in noise reduction and connection. Papers are often high threshold and long. Good interpretation extracts the thread. Meanwhile, good interpretation horizontally links multiple Tier 1 sources, letting you see different sides rather than hearing only one voice, slash P. P greater than a simple standard for screening Tier 2. Does it cite sources? Does it separate fact from opinion? Does it admit uncertainty? Anything that treats guesswork as conclusion or uses sensational headlines instead of argument, however lively, should be downweighted, slash P. P suggest a trust quota for Tier 2, keep only 3 to 5 truly stable quality sources, discard the rest on the fly. Too many sources re-trigger information anxiety, few but fine is the essence of this tier, slash P. H2 Tier 3, set limits on social and algorithmic slash H2. P the third tier is social and algorithmic sources, trending boards, short videos, group chat forwards, marketing accounts. They are not valueless, but typical of high E.